Please ask all the commissioners to please take their seat.
Morning, Commission.
I would like to call to order the commission meeting for Wednesday, February 27, 2013, to order. May we have a roll call, please?
Good morning, commissioners. Commission Chair TCA.
Here.
Commission Vice Chair Worth.
Here.
Commissioner Aguirre. Commissioner Bates.
Here.
Commissioner Campos. Commissioner Cortese.
Here.
Commissioner Dodd. Commissioner Glover. Commissioner Haggerty. Commissioner Halstead.
Here.
Commissioner Kinsey.
Here.
Commissioner Licardo.
Present.
Commissioner Luz.
Here.
McKenzie.
Present.
Commissioner Brzezinski.
Here.
Commissioner Kwan. Commissioner Spearing.
Present.
Commissioner Winner.
Here.
Commissioner Asombrado.
Here.
Commissioner Giacopini.
Here.
Commissioner Sartipi.
Present.
We have a quorum.
If you'll all please join me for a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, could the Secretary please read the compensation announcement?
In accordance with state law, I am making the following announcement. Each member of the board here today will be entitled to receive $100 per meeting attended, up to a maximum of $500 per month per agency. This amount is provided as a result of convening a meeting for which each member is entitled to collect such amount.
Thank you. I would like to let everyone know that this meeting is being audiocast on the MTC website, and if all the speakers could please speak clearly into the microphone should they wish to address the commission. And for our commission members, staff, and public, if you could please identify yourselves when you do speak. There are speaker cards on the table over there by the coffee. So I have no speaker cards at this moment, but please feel free to put them in. We are now to the chair's report. I just want to say this is my last meeting as chair. Notice a smile on my face. It's been a very interesting 2 years. We did accomplish a lot, but I have a lot of scars to go with it. But I do want to say thank you to the commission. You've been very, very supportive of all the hard work we've all done together. It isn't certainly just not me. So it has been a good ride, and again, we've accomplished a lot. And at the same time, I'm willing to turn over the reins immediately. But I also want to thank staff. You know, we've done a lot of work these last couple of years. In fact, we've done a lot of work over many, many years. And staff has really done a yeoman's job in making sure we're well prepared for the tasks ahead. So thank you to all of you, Steve, Ann, Andy, Adrian. Thank you. And the rest of the staff that have done so much great work. So with that, without further ado... I was going to start with kindergarten and kind of give you a little history of myself, but I decided not to. So I'm going to ask for a report from the Ad Hoc Nominating Committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for your leadership for the past 2 years. The Commission certainly has appreciated the issues that you've brought forth. The Nominating Committee met in January and interviewed commissioners interested in serving as chair and vice chair of the commission for the 2013-14 term. At the commission's January meeting, the committee brought forward the nomination of Amy Worth to serve as chair of the commission and Dave Cortese to serve as the vice chair. At that meeting, the nominations were presented and closed for the commission's consideration today. The committee recommends, and I move the nomination of Amy Worth as the incoming chair and Dave Cortese as the commissioner's new vice chairman.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Amy?
Well,
I have this. Let me just give you this right away.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just wanted to say thank you to the nominating committee and the commission for your confidence in nominating, selecting me as to be chair for the next 2 years. You know, I'm deeply committed to our regional governance and feel that the model of all of us representing cities and counties around the Bay coming together for the benefit of the Bay Area is a tremendous opportunity for us to serve the citizens of the Bay Area. And when you think back 50 years, the wisdom of creating that model for all of us to work together on issues and challenges and opportunities that go beyond city and county borders and to work cooperatively. So I look forward to working together in the next coming years. I know that our, and I wanted to offer the opportunity for our vice chair, Dave Cortese, to share any thoughts that you might have too about becoming vice chair.
Thank you, Chair Rainworth. I'm very appreciative of the confidence of the commission, starting with the nominating committee. Thank you very much for that. I'm humbled at the opportunity to serve in this capacity going forward. And, again, I appreciate your support and confidence. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. So, yes, and it's also my pleasure, as you know, we have some new commissioners in the last few months, and it's my pleasure to welcome Alisa Geary as the new San Mateo County representative. And Alisa, if I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you'd be so kind as to share a couple of remarks for our commission, and again, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Ms. Worth. I'm very honored to be here representing the cities of San Mateo County, and I look forward to working with this group and learning all about the transportation issues that affect all of us regionally. So thank you for welcoming me.
Welcome very much. My first order of business gives me great pleasure to be able to thank Adrienne Tissier for her leadership as chair. You know, I've only had the benefit and pleasure of knowing Adrienne for the last 6 years, but one of my best friends has known her for over 42 years. So
I'm only 41.
I know. Well, she was in kindergarten when they were in school together, but I learned that Adrienne was even a star then. And I think we are so fortunate to have her leading our commission. She has brought together exceptional leadership. She has grace and even-handed nature. She's extremely bright and has approached all of the matters that have come before us with exceptional judgment, and it's been a delight to work with her. So we have a couple of things to honor you, Adrienne, and thank you. And I wanted to invite you to come to the podium, and so I can share these with you. You know, Adrienne, it's such an honor to be able to recognize you. And I you have just done an exceptional job on behalf of all the residents of the Bay Area leading the commission. So I'd like to read to you this proclamation to express our appreciation for your efforts. It's a resolution of appreciation for Adrienne Tissier on the occasion of her retirement as chair of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. Whereas Adrienne Tissier is stepping down as chair of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission and the Bay Area Toll Authority after having served in this capacity since 2011, and whereas Adrienne oversaw the creation of the Bay Area Headquarters Authority, a joint exercise of powers authority formed for the purpose of planning, acquiring, and developing office space and facilities, and undertaking related activities, and whereas Adrienne steadfastly piloted MTC and BATA through the acquisition of 390 Main Street in San Francisco, the regional government center that will foster collaborative planning for generations to come, supporting the funding, authorizing the contracts for purchase, architecture and renovation, overseeing the design and start of construction, and whereas under Adrienne's auspices as chair, two new seats on MTC's governing board were created by state legislation signed by the governor in July 2012 to include appointments representing the mayor of Oakland and the mayor of San Jose, and whereas despite the troubled economy and cuts in state funding, Adrienne helped to avert a budget crisis to secure funding for Caltrain thereby sparing writers deep service cuts. And whereas under Adrian's tenure, the long-anticipated electrification and an advanced safety system for the Peninsula Corridor moved from the planning stage to gaining a $1.4 billion funding commitment that will result in a blended service that will accommodate both a modernized Caltrain and allow for California high-speed rail trains, connecting California's major metropolitan areas utilizing existing rail infrastructure. And whereas Adrian supported the expansion of 511, the one-stop phone and web source that provides up-to-the-minute Bay Area traffic, transit, rideshare, and bicycle information. And whereas Adrian has overseen the implementation of various freeway performance initiatives, including ramp metering and a signal timing initiative that will deliver shorter travel times, reduced tailpipe emissions, and improve safety for bicycles and pedestrians. And whereas under Adrian's leadership, the Bay Area Toll Authority and its state partners achieved many key milestones for the Bay Bridge East Span replacement project, including the completion of the complicated load transfer process on the self-anchored suspension portion of the bridge with the 35,200-ton weight of the twin road deck supported entirely by the span's tower and cable system, thus making the new East Span the world's largest such structure. And whereas the Commission, under Adrian's direction, has approved the various milestones leading to the adoption of Plan Bay Area, which for the first time ever includes a sustainable community strategy to coordinate land use and transportation in the regional transportation plan, thereby reducing the Bay Area's carbon footprint. Whereas Adrian's championship of community interest is exemplified in her work on senior mobility issues and safe routes to school, as well as her leadership and support for MTC's Policy Advisory Council's efforts to improve its communication with the Commission. And whereas during Adrian's term as chair, she wore her love for the San Francisco Giants on her sleeve with her steadfast allegiance, rewarded by a 2012 World Series championship to match the 2010 title. Yeah, no! won by the Giants during Adrian's term as vice chair. Tough act to follow here. Whereas Adrian has been forever adept at memorizing lines of text after a single read, making her a much sought-after speaker at groundbreakings, ribbon cuttings, program launches, and other commemorations of MTC-funded initiatives. And whereas Adrian has demonstrated a dry but quick wit that has frequently triggered responses ranging from gentle chuckles to pearls of laughter among her commission colleagues. And whereas Adrian accomplished all of the above while serving as chair of the Peninsula Corridor Joint Powers Board, which owns and operates Caltrain, and is a partnership of SamTrans, the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority, and the City and County of San Francisco through the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the staff and commissioners salute Adrian for her consensus-building approach and spirited leadership, and look forward to many more years of her service as an MTC commissioner. Oh, thank you so much. I think they want our picture here. He wants our picture. Here, you hold this. And then, Adrian, on behalf of the commission and the staff, we would like to present you with this gavel presented with gratitude to Adrian Tissier for her outstanding service as chair 2011-2003 by the Bay Area Toll Authority and the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. And thank you again for your wonderful service and leadership. You're an inspiration.
Thank you.
So let me give you that, and if you'd like to share.
No, I think I already said a few words, but I want to thank the commission for all their support during these last 2 years and the staff. It's been, I thought maybe you'd all fall asleep as she kept reading this, but I appreciate your staying awake for a few minutes. Anyway, once again, just thank you. It's been a great ride.
May I please have a motion to adopt that the resolution? Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Any public comment? All in favor? Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you again, Adrian. Thank you very much. The other next item is a resolution number 4091, which is a resolution of appreciation for John Lawrence, who is the retiring chief of staff for Representative Nancy Pelosi. As you know, Mr. Lawrence has been long a leader in transportation, has worked very closely with our commission. We will be presenting this to him in Washington, where he takes great care of the Bay Area and the nation in his capacity. So if I may please have a motion to approve that.
So moved.
Moved. Second. All in favor? Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Moving on, before we move on to item 7, I just wanted one brief chair comment. The committee assignments will stand now until our March meeting, so if you could continue to attend the meetings in February, and then I will bring to the commission for your approval at the March commission meeting committee assignments for the coming 2 years, and if any commissioners would like to serve on a committee that they're not, if you'd like to change, please contact me, and so we can make those recommendations to the commission. Okay, with that then, I'd like to move then to item 7, which is the report of the Policy Advisory Council, and our Chair, Egon Turpin. Thank you.
Hi, good morning, Commissioners. Vice Chair Egon Turpin of MTC Policy Advisory Council. Maybe start on behalf of the Policy Advisory Council to say thank you very much to former Chair, I guess, Tissier, for her great service, and we've enjoyed working with you. Look forward very much to working with Chair Wirth and Vice Chair Cortese. And also to say welcome to Commissioner Aguirre. We look forward to getting to know you and working with you. And maybe I'll start sort of three things I wanted to mention today. Start with just a couple of words about the Advisory Council and what we're trying to do and how we look at issues just as a starting point. It's always good to remind us of that. That in many ways, we are trying to advise you on questions and matters of policy. We do our best, and we've gotten a lot of feedback from you over the years to be specific in our recommendations, but also many times we're trying to hold on to some of the big regional questions. We all come from places, we all have interests in the places we come from, but we try to think about what's best for the region. So oftentimes what we might come up with is trying to hold on to that policy goal that we understand as you get into the weeds and really work on issues, we have to. Our role at times is to maybe remind you of that and to say, well, we're trying to achieve something different or better or to shift things in a different direction. And so as you work and move forward with some of the big challenging questions like how to spend regional planning money, the extent to which that stays at the region, goes to the counties, how to use money for transit to provide an incentive to add riders in one place or another, we feel, in a sense, at times it's our role to try to remind you of these broader goals we're trying to push for that at times funds may get shifted from one place to another, from one city to another, one transit agency to another, but we think that we're trying to move the Bay Area towards holding on to a set of principles and goals, and certainly you as an agency, MTC as an agency, to kind of hold steadfast in pushing that. So sort of kind of broad ideas, but just wanted to remind you at times that that's really where we're coming from, is trying to think about what's best for the Bay Area. To that, the first thing we wanted to speak to was the BIFA, the Bay Area Infrastructure Financing Authority, which we looked into a little bit. We didn't have a quorum, so we don't have a formal motion, but there's some idea to change the overall membership. I would say on the one hand, this might sound more on the parochial side, there was an interest on some folks seeing Santa Clara have a seat on that because Santa Clara will have some of the express lanes. On the other hand, the Advisory Council, myself included, have made the argument that this is a matter of major policy for the region, and it ought to be something that the entire commission should vote on and should think about. This is spending money and resources in a way that have a big impact how we grow and how we move about. So I think we remain interested in that, and a lot of people are on the Advisory Council are very interested in particular in making sure some of the funds that come out of that pay for mobility, particularly for low-income populations. We understand that's been more difficult given the cost of building some of the express lanes, but there remains a lot of interest in that overall question. Lastly, we had a presentation on the Draft Coordinated Public Transit Human Services Transportation Plan. And I think the main message coming out of there is that there's a lot of interest for folks to make sure that there's money set aside for mobility management as part of that, not just for coordination among some of the community operators, but also a kind of reliable set of fund for operations among that. So with that, those are the points. We look forward to coming back and presenting to you on a monthly basis, and I'll take any questions there are.
Thank you very much, Egan.
Great, thank you
for that report. Next item, we'll turn to the Executive Director for his report.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and congratulations. I think this is the first meeting we've had the whole new crew here, so let me just say to all of you, we look forward to working with the new and expanded version of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. I would like to say, if I could, to Commissioner Tissier about the scars. I know that some of them were probably inflicted by me, so I apologize for that. But you look to be healing up well, so time does heal all wounds. And I guess, Commissioner Wirth, you can look forward to yours
for the next few.
In fact, just a few minutes on.
Oh, yeah.
You might get started.
I thought the meetings were
going to
be flipped.
Let me turn, if I could, to my executive director's report. And starting with the events on page 2, I'll just hit the highlights here. One highlight, I think, was Governor Brown's State of the State speech, where I note that even though he really gave our subject only one sentence, the sentence was awfully important because it talked about exploring long-term funding options. And whenever we hear those words, our ears perk up. And so we will be working with his Transportation Secretary, Brian Kelly, whom we've known for 20 years now, on that work. And we'll keep you posted as we go. Turning to Washington, this is old news now, but just to remind everybody that our Cabinet Secretary, Ray LaHood, will be leaving, as will a lot of his colleagues in the President's Cabinet for the second term. And I note in the report, and it's worth about all the words and the paper that it's printed on, the speculation, at least, for a possible successor is centering around Deborah Hersman, who currently chairs the National Transportation Safety Board. But look, there was speculation centering on a whole bunch of people when Ray LaHood was picked, and he wasn't part of the speculation. So I think we'll just have to wait and see. I mentioned these national congestion rankings. I think you're probably used to seeing them every year, and you probably wonder why they come out of Texas. But for whatever reason, the folks at Texas A&M have been tracking this for a long time, and because the federal government doesn't do it, we rely on their data, and it's pretty good information. But it shows, I think, depending upon how you slice and dice the data, you can get different results. The newspaper headline this time through is that we're tied with Los Angeles for being the second worst. Something to be proud of, Commissioner Liccardo, for the second worst congestion in the nation. And for those of you who travel around Los Angeles, you probably scratch your head at that one because we've got it bad, but they've got it worse. And one way of delving into that subject is there is a different performance measure that they use that charts the difference between peak hour traffic flow and off-peak traffic flow. And in that one, LA is the worst in the country, and we're only 23rd. And what that says to us, at least, is that quite a bit of our congestion, as you well know, is off-peak, is weekends and those sorts of things, whereas the peaks in L.A., there's no question that they are much more severe. In fact, a lot of L.A. doesn't have a peak anymore. It's just bad all the time. So I guess I would ask you to take the information, maybe any information you get from Texas, with a grain of salt, but especially this. There is a little advertisement at your places for the flap sign at the Ferry Building, and I know Commissioners Halstead and McKenzie were there for the debut. This is probably the fanciest sign we've been putting up.
as part of our transit hub program. This one comes from Italy, where there is a place that is the only place in the world that makes these old-fashioned flap signs still. It's apparently been a big hit in the ferry building. So I encourage you to stop by the next time you're there and watch it flap. On page three, I do want to inject, I'm afraid, a somber note, and that is that my counterpart at the California Transportation Commission, Bimla Reinhart, is retiring for health reasons. So I know we all wish her and her family the very best. And the letter is in your packet. The deputy there, Andre Boutros, will be the acting director until they find a replacement. I mentioned the State of the State speech earlier. Of course, that means the State of the Union address happened as well in Washington. And the president repeated his call to invest about $50 billion in infrastructure projects to stimulate the economy. He came up with a new brand name for it, Fix It First, but I'm afraid the name probably won't change the result in the Congress because he didn't identify any particular funding source. And in an era where they are looking to reduce general fund expenditure, I just don't expect much to come out of that. I mentioned in the item that this sequester that you're probably all just nauseated hearing about by now, which is due to take effect on March 1st. Generally speaking, in the surface transportation program, it's not going to affect us hardly at all because our money comes from a trust fund with contract authority. So it pretty much flows through all kinds of budget trouble. But there is one piece of funding that we get, and it's with the Build America bonds that the Bay Area Toll Authority has issued. And as you recall, those bonds are taxable bonds that were created during the recession to expand our access to the credit markets. And the way they work is we issue the taxable bonds. We end up paying a premium in interest on those because the buyers, the investors, don't get the tax break on our traditional muni debt. And the way it works is we get a subsidy twice a year from the Internal Revenue Service to defray that extra interest expense. And, Brian really just enjoys getting checks from the IRS instead of sending them to them. But unfortunately, this sequester will affect those checks, and we expect about a 7% cut. We get about $70 million a year from the IRS for that subsidy, so it will be an impact. It's one that we can probably manage for a while if we have to. We would prefer not to manage it for the life of those bonds because that's income we were counting on. A couple items down from that, I mentioned the Dumbarton seismic retrofit project, which concluded, and we were pleased to be joined, Commissioner Sartipi and I, by Congressman Eric Swalwell, at an event commemorating the completion of that work. And in contrast to some of the other seismic retrofit projects we've done, this one came in early and under budget by about $20 million. So that's a nice effort that we accomplished there with the completion of the Antioch project as well. Last year, what we have left is half of one bridge, and I think you know where that is. And come Labor Day, we'll be able to scratch that one off the list as well. The map of the month is behind Commissioner Azambrato, and it refers to some foreclosure data that is available from HUD. And I think you're probably well aware that the foreclosure pattern in the region is not uniform. There's quite a bit of variety, and you see the foreclosure risk especially pronounced in the northeastern part of the region. And finally, let me, if I could, conclude with an item that's not in the report but was in the news, and that is there was a pretty significant construction accident on the Bay Bridge a few days ago. It involved the removal of the false work that had been supporting the self-anchored suspension bridge. And as Chair Wirth mentioned in her remarks, the bridge is now supporting itself, so the false work is not performing any function, but it needs to be removed. And the contractor has a fairly difficult procedure to remove it because when the false work was erected, there was no bridge on top of it, so there was 360-degree access to it. Now that there's a bridge on top of it, and it's right on top of it, just a few feet away, the contractor has to come at it from two sides with two cranes to remove it, and in the process of doing that, one of the cranes toppled, the other crane lost the load. It fell from a feet of about 100 feet height down onto a barge that was below it, and it was the operation is to lower the steel down into that barge gently, and it didn't happen gently. Thank God no one was hurt, but obviously it raises questions about whether they've got the right procedure, or whether they've got all the safeguards they need. So for now, that part of the work has been suspended, and there are various regulatory folks out there from OSHA and the like investigating and making sure that if this is the procedure we're going to use, it can be made to work reliably. And the contractor is also looking at alternate procedures that may involve cutting up the false work into smaller chunks, given the difficulty of its configuration. So I wanted to mention that to you and also to assure you that it is not on the critical path. We could open the bridge to traffic with that false work underneath it, but the contractor is trying to clean it up and get it out of there, and that is the nature of the events that occurred. I'd be happy to answer any questions about that or anything else in my report.
All right. Steve, thank you very much for that. For your report. I don't see any questions, but I just wanted to echo your comments about Bimla Reinhardt. I know we'll have the opportunity to thank her officially in a future date, but just wanted to express our deep appreciation for her hard work. As you know, as Executive Director of the California Transportation Commission, she's been instrumental in moving a lot of our Bay Area projects forward through the state process, and particularly her work with in the Bay Bridge. So, again, I just wanted to echo your thanks and how much we appreciate her hard work, and wish she were able to continue. Item 9, the commissioner comments. Are there any comments from commissioners? All right, with that, then, we will move on to the consent calendar. Are there any items that any commissioners or member of the public would like to remove from the consent calendar? Okay, if not, then we have a motion from Commissioner Sperry and a second. Second from Commissioner Cortese, and yes, Mayor Kwan.
I don't need it removed. I'm sorry. I'm still the freshman. One of the freshmen here. So I just I noticed that we're making revisions in the TIP recommendations, and that there are additional revenues. I assume those are additional federal revenues. And so, does this happen like on an annual basis, Steve, or is this something that just happens at the halfway point?
Commissioner, we adopt the Transportation Improvement Program as a whole document, I think, every couple of years, and then we tend to make amendments monthly because there are so many projects moving in and out, mm-hmm. getting different funding sources. So it's generally a pretty ministerial duty, and mm-hmm. the projects come when they've got money. So we're really not making decisions about projects. We're just trying to shuffle them in and keep them moving down the pipeline.
So that's what I was trying to get an idea of. So we do this every 4 years. We take a look at the big picture, and then these are just minor modifications.
Yeah, by the time we get to the end of a TIP cycle, we'll have done I always used to kid Alex about it because we do so many, but we'll have done two dozen amendments or more.
Okay, so there's no major shifts or
prioritizations? No. Generally speaking, where you make your decisions is in the plan, mm-hmm. not in the TIP. The plan is where you decide who gets how much money, and the TIP is where we carry that out.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next item, moving on to committee reports. Our first committee is the Administration Committee, chaired by Vice Chair Cortese.
Thank you, Chair Rainworth. The Administration Committee did meet on February 13, 2013, and referred here to the Commission for approval a revised funding agreement framework between MTC and ABAG. Documents actually called the revised funding agreement framework for MTC-ABAG joint planning activities, and it provides ABAG with additional funds to cover the cost of tenant improvements to ABAG's agency space at the new regional agency headquarters facility in San Francisco. This framework would replace, if passed today, the one approved by the Commission in September 2012 and extends it from 4 years to 8 years. All other provisions of the original framework remain unchanged. With that, I'd move approval of the revised agreement framework for MTC ABAG joint planning activities.
It's been moved by Chair Cortese and seconded by Commissioner Brzezinski. Is there any questions or further discussion? Yeah, yes.
Okay. Sorry, and I warned everyone that I will be probably a little bit, not snarky, but I'll be asking a lot of questions about this, and then it will go away. Dave, when we originally looked at this budget, we didn't include improvements. So is this allowable under the toll authority?
Yeah, I'll refer the question to staff, but we have been...
Because it seems like it's a gift to an agency, particular agency, so I just want to make sure. Yeah. Can we buy equipment, et cetera, for an agency tenant of the new building?
I know let me just say that I participated in meetings where the contract was, or the agreement was legally vetted both by ABAG Council and here by MTC Council, but I'll let me refer the question to them for further response. Thank you.
Commissioner, the overall framework here is that MTC for decades now has provided ABAG planning funding because ABAG, as a separate agency, performs a lot of work that we rely on to do our work. And over the years, that has varied according to different agreements. And this new agreement reflects really two new things. The first, a heightened level of ABAG planning activity because of the sustainable community strategy requirements in state law. They're doing a lot more work, and so are we, and so we need to pay them more money to do it. This agreement also reflects an amount that they can use to pay for tenant improvements at the new facility. And these planning funds that we are sending to them, those are eligible uses of the funds, and so the way the money would essentially move, it would go from MTC to ABAG and then to the Bay Area Headquarters Authority to make the improvements at the facility.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I'm confusing my agenda since I read the one for the following meeting that it is described as office furniture and fixtures. So. And for full disclosure, I'm also a member of ABAG, will be on the joint committee. So I'm just trying to understand what is allowed, not allowed, and in terms of Bay Area tolls, because they're getting a lot of attention these days. So
just to be clear, though, the money in this agreement is not toll revenue.
Not toll revenue.
It is planning money that MTC manages.
But the capital budget for the building is toll money.
That's
right.
Another idea.
The toll authority is advancing those funds, but it will be reimbursed by various parties, including ABAG.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions? I don't have any speaker cards, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Great. Thank you. Our next item is the report of the Programming and Allocations Committee, and in the absence of both the chair and the vice chair, I will proceed with the report. The Programming and Allocations Committee met on February 13, 2013. Two items are before you today for action. MTC Resolution Number 4086 approves the fiscal year 2003-14 fund estimate, including the distribution and apportionment of Transportation Development Act, State Transportation Assistance Assembly Bill 1107 sales tax, and transit-related bridge toll funds. Therefore, I move approval of MTC Resolution Number 4086. May I please have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Haggerty. Any discussion? No, I don't see any public speaker cards. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Our next item is MTC Resolution Number 4072 revised, which establishes in part the funding formula for the Transit Performance Initiative incentive funds for the next 3 years. Specifically, it establishes the funding percentage split of 85% for the large operators and 15% for the small operators, respectively, and provides the formula for distributing funding to the small operators based on 50% on total passengers, 25% on passenger increases, and 25% on passengers per hour increases. The formula recommendation for the large operators was deferred pending additional discussions and will be brought back to the commission within the next few months. I move approval of MTC Resolution Number 4072 revised. May I please have a second?
Second
by Commissioner Tissier. No, I see no speaker cards. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. All right. Moving on to the Planning Committee, Chair Spearing.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Joint MTC Planning ABAG Administrative Committee met on February 8th. The following item is before you today for action. MTC Resolution Number 4035 revised specifies the allocation of the Regional Priority Development Area Planning Program funding with $10 million to Transit-Oriented Affordable Housing Fund, $8 million to the Regional PDA Planning and Technical Assistance, and $2 million to ABAG, which incorporates the allocation framework and funding split among the North Bay program, $5 million, and the remaining counties, which is $5 million, for priority conservation area programs. The resolution also includes changes referred by the Programming and Allocations Committee to add the Safe Routes to Schools program for Alameda, San Mateo counties, and reflect prior actions related to county planning funds and the Transit Capital Rehabilitation Program. I move approval of MTC Resolution 4035 revised.
Thank you. And it's seconded by Commissioner Aguirre. I do have one speaker card, Stephanie Reyes.
Good morning, Commissioners. Stephanie Reyes, Program Director with Greenbelt Alliance, and I want to say welcome to the new commissioners who I haven't worked with yet. Looking forward to working with you. On behalf of the Bay Area Conservation Community, I really just wanted to say thank you all for your leadership in putting forward and adopting this Priority Conservation Area Grant Program. This really is a historic dedication of transportation agency funds towards land conservation, and I greatly appreciate your recognition of the connection between protection of our natural and agricultural lands and meeting our regional goals around reducing traffic, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, reducing the cost of our transportation infrastructure, and of course providing a high quality of life for our residents. I also do want to thank staff for their very hard work in bringing many parties together in developing these guidelines, which are before you today. And finally, I'll wrap up just by letting the Commission know that this is such an innovative program that many other regions in the state are actually watching very closely to see how this conservation grant program plays out. And we look forward to staying engaged with both the South and East Bay programs and the North Bay programs to really make sure the grant program meets its promise of supporting conservation goals. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Commissioner Wiener.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And congratulations. Scott Wiener, San Francisco. I'll be supporting this item today. I do just want to comment on one aspect of it, and that is the $10 million to TOA, the Transit-Oriented Affordable Housing Fund. And I'll start by saying that I'm TOA is a wonderful, it's a wonderful program, and I'm a big fan of it. And in general, we as a region need to be investing more and more in affordable housing, particularly in San Francisco. We're at, beyond a crisis point in terms of housing affordability, to the point where one-bedroom apartments are often going for $3,000 a month or more. Hardly a week goes by where I'm not talking to someone who has recently usually moved to Oakland. I'm sure Mayor Kwan will welcome them with open arms. And so it is a crisis, and so I am very supportive of investment in affordable housing, including TOA. I do just want to note, though, that we also, of course, have massive and unending transit needs in the Bay Area. We have systems that are deteriorating, and particularly Muni is right there at the top in terms of enormous deferred maintenance, major needs for investment in vehicles and expansion, and we're going to be in a world of hurt as a region if we don't find ways to increase significantly investment in our transit system. And we've been having some debates recently in San Francisco about use of flexible transit funds for other policy goals. The Free Muni for Youth debate largely centered on that. It ended up being a subsidy from Muni to the school district, which had decided to cancel its yellow bus program. And so I do support this, but I think we just need to acknowledge that this money is very flexible transit money, and we are providing $10 million of that transit money to the TOA program. I'll support that. TOA is a great program, but we need to be sort of eyes wide open in terms of how we're using transit funding and the policy choices that we're making in terms of where to send that much-needed transit money. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Weiner. Commissioner McKenzie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Congratulations on taking over as chair. Look forward to working with you. My name is Jake McKenzie. I represent the Sonoma County and the nine cities therein. TOA, on a note of praise, was honorably mentioned at the New Partners for Smart Growth Conference, which took place at Kansas City, Missouri at the beginning of this month. EPA's Smart Growth Program annually gives awards to various programs, and TOA was singled out for excellent performance. Just wanted commissioners and staff to be aware of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner McKenzie. Is there any further discussion?
Yes. I'm on the edge of your eye peripheral vision. I just wanted to say I agree with our colleague from San Francisco. However, it's a very small amount, and in the new world, we're not sure how many times that money might be matched or not matched. We'll have to see what SB1 looks like. And I think what Jake said, because Jake and I are both on a local government commission, the symbolism of combining transportation with housing is pretty critical right now. And I think that that we should talk about how we can leverage this money, because I don't see just giving it as grants. I see really using it to leverage federal and other state dollars in the future.
Great. Thank you very much. Any further discussion?
Just briefly. Yeah, and I agree, and that's why I wouldn't support it if I thought that this was a poor use of the funds. I'm just, even though $10 million in the big scheme of things is a small amount, when you start adding small amounts up, it eventually becomes a big amount, and then over time, we build wonderful transit-oriented affordable housing, and we don't have the transit capacity to actually service it. So that was my only point.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Our next item, we're moving on to the Legislation Committee. Chair Hagerty.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and again, congratulations to be elevated to the chair of this great organization, and to Commissioner Tissier, congratulations on now being noted as the past chair. May your life become a little easier for you. The Legislative Committee did meet on February 8th and referred three items to the commission, AB8 Perez, SB11 Pavley. These identical bills include numerous changes to several air quality programs, including a regulation related to hydrogen fueling stations, tire abatement fees, and fees authorized under the air quality improvement program established by AB 118 Nunez in 2007. The bills extended the Carl Moyer program until 2004, which is otherwise scheduled to sunset in 2015. I move support of AB 8 and SB 11.
May I please have a second? Move second by Commissioner Pazinski. All any further discussion? No speaker cards. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have one more, SB1 Steinberg. This bill would create a new structure for local governments to raise tax revenues for economic development, housing, and other community development needs. It is identical to the final version of SB1156 Steinberg, which passed the legislature but was ultimately vetoed by the governor last year. I move support of SB1.
Can you please have a second?
Second by Commissioner Liccardo.
Further discussion? I have no speaker card, so all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Okay, with that, we move on to public comment. I do have one speaker, Dana Whitmer.
Good morning. On November 15th, 2007, my son Matthew jumped from the Golden Gate Bridge. jump was never recorded on video, and his body was never recovered. Our loss was not an isolated tragedy. Over 70 years of suicide in San Francisco and Golden Gate Bridge from 1936 to 2006 show that suicides by jumping was the major means of suicide since 1996. During that most recent decade, 60% of those deaths were from the Golden Gate Bridge. These alone accounted for 20% of all suicides by jumping in California during that decade. The study I present to you today evaluates the cost effectiveness by calculating potential lives saved with a suicide barrier in place. We use conservative views that each and every potential Golden Gate Bridge suicide would attempt with another method. We compared the lethality of various methods in San Francisco to determine how many might survive a suicide attempt. Despite the myth that the people who attempt suicide will go on to die by suicide, a series of studies from around the globe found that only 5 to 13% of individuals who attempt suicide will go on to die by suicide. A better way to say that is 87 to 95% will die by causes other than suicide. This study finds that the suicide barrier is one of the most effective methods for an average traffic safety project at just over $180,000 per life saved in 20 years. Compare that to the median cost of a house in the Bay Area at over $400,000. Consider also the movable median barrier on the Golden Gate Bridge, which is estimated at $3.4 million per life saved over 20 years. The funding this committee designated to the Golden Gate Bridge District for the detailed architectural design for the suicide net was greatly appreciated. The remaining funds for construction are desperately needed to keep this project moving along. Speaking for many families and friends of the suicide victims, we request that you continue to keep this vital project at the front burner and expedite the funding. We know it will save hundreds of lives and prevent others from experiencing the devastation that this type of death will bring. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments. I'd now like to adjourn. No further business. Adjourn our meeting.
Madam Chair. I'm sorry. Steve, at some point, can maybe I don't know if you want to do the commission or do it at BAT or whatever. Can we get an update as to where we are with that, the barrier and all that? Because she just asked for funding, and I have no idea what the final outcome was in relationship to cost and all that.
We certainly can. Just to give you the thumbnail sketch, this body funded both the environmental work and the design of it's actually a suicide net, I believe, that they've settled on. But the capital cost has yet to be raised, and I think that's the main issue before not just us, but I think primarily before the Golden Gate Bridge District Board.
Thank you very much.
So we'll schedule something.
Thank you for that update. Okay, with that, then, no further business. We will adjourn the meeting, our meeting, until Wednesday, March 27th at 9:35 a.m. So everybody catch your breath, and we'll move on to BATA.